So as we transition to Shavasana here, I will say that most people that come to this class, I don't have to convince that Shavasana is a good idea. But there is a interesting kind of justification for Shavasana in light of that thing I said at the beginning of class, that Hatha Yoga is specifically designed to facilitate the movement of energy through the body. And the argument is that you cultivate this ability to move energy most effectively if you experience the entire like wave of potentials in energy expression. So what I mean by that is from rest to full activation and back to rest again. And in that, it's like at the peak, you try to bring a lot of energy through, and at the valley, it's how calm, still, peaceful can we be here? But we also say sometimes it just allows the practice to integrate, which can be an easier way to think about it for sure. So as you find yourself settling here in this place, know that we'll be resting here for about 10 minutes. And during that time, there is nothing that you need to do, there's nowhere you need to go, and you don't even really need to be listening to me at all, because the most important thing happening here is that you just simply allow yourself to rest for the next 10 minutes. I like to suggest that the most useful attitudinal quality you can cultivate here for resting is the attitude of welcoming. The idea is you're able to rest more easily if you just let everything be as it is for this period of time. Releasing the need to have any sort of specific goals or directions. Just practicing letting it be there. Letting what be there? Anything that arises, all thoughts, all emotions, sensations in the body, memories, fantasies, they all might arise as we just kind of lay here in Shavasana. But we also welcome, you know, sounds. Because we are lying here in a church that's next to a busy road, and there's sounds outside in the street, and there can be sounds in here in the building. Here now, just notice what sounds you can hear. Like, what is the quality of sound in this room, in this moment? Just noticing what sounds you can hear. And then just the simple practice of letting them be there. And as always during Shavasana, the invitation is simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience here and now. And today in particular, I talked a good bit about feeling the body, different ways you can experience the body in space. And sometimes as you rest, it's just helpful to let gravity do its thing. I often like to mention that you, as a human being, are an earthling, and you are always being held and supported by Mother Earth. And you're always also swimming in this embrace of gravity. And can you let gravity be Mother Earth's embrace as you lie here? Like, if you knew she was holding you, would it feel any different now? And here next, I'll guide a trip around the physical body with the invitation that you can practice sensing and feeling the body. Or you can just let my voice and these sounds wash over you and rest in any way that's effective or helpful for you. But if you'd like to follow along using sensation as a way to calm the body and mind, the awareness of sensation, we can begin this trip here this evening and just on the tip of the tongue. Feel the tip of the tongue and the whole inside of the mouth. Feel the lips, gums, teeth, floor, ceiling, both walls of the mouth. Feel the tongue, the throat. You feel the whole mouth as an orb of sensation. And can this orb of sensation be soft and easeful? Just knowing that this magic of your own attention nourishes even your own body here. And we'll let this awareness of sensation now flow through the body. Notice the lower lip. Feel the lower jaw, the throat, softness at the base of the throat. Notice the upper chest and collarbones. Feel the sternum. You might even be able to feel how the rib cage attaches to the sternum, feeling the pulsation in the chest as you breathe. Feel the tip of the sternum and the solar plexus. Notice upper belly, middle belly, lower belly and waist. Feel the upper thighs. Notice the tops of the knees. Feel the shins and the fronts of the ankles. Feel the tops of the feet, the tops of the toes. Feel the tips and the pads of the toes. Feel the space between the toes and notice the soles of both feet. Feel the heels, both Achilles tendons. Feel the calf muscles and the backs of the knees. Notice all the hamstrings. Feel the buttocks, low back, middle back, upper back and shoulders. Feel the back of the neck, the back of the head, and the top of the head. Feel the eyebrow center point. Then weaving our way down here, weaving our way down. Notice the right eyebrow, feel the left eyebrow. Left eyelid, feel the right eyelid, right eyeball, left eyeball. Feel the left cheek, right cheek. Notice the right nostril, the left nostril. Feel the tip of the nose, left cheek, right corner of the mouth. Feel the left corner of the mouth, left jaw, right jaw. Feel the tip of the chin. Feel again the softness at the base of the throat. Then just for a moment, feel the heart center. And consider these two words together, heart and center. What does it mean to be aware of your heart? What does it mean to be aware of your center? We'll finish this practice of sensing this evening by breathing in such a way that honors this universal Shakti that we all share. Each breath is said to be one of these pulses of universal life force energy. And one of the places in the body that you can feel this is along the center of your torso. Can you even feel it like from the base of the pelvis up the front to the belly button, from the belly button to the chest over the throat, the chin, the lips, even up the eyebrow center point and the crown of the head. Just feel this line along the front of the body from the base of the pelvis up to the third eye there on the forehead. And can you feel this center of your body and feel the pulsation of breath at the same time? And here in the depths of Shavasana, the breath moves steady along the midline of the body. My invitation to you is to just be here steady with the breath. And let these sounds wash over you. In a few minutes, I'll bring you back. But for now, just simply be breathing and feeling here in Shavasana. And feel, feel and breathe. What is the quality of your being in this moment here and now? And I'd like to transition from Shavasana using the sound of Om here this evening. One thing that might be interesting to you is to place your hands along this midline of the body as we chant the sound of Om, just somewhere near the heart or the belly perhaps, this place we just brought our attention. I'll get the Shruti going. You can join me if you'd like to. Into the body, into this space, gentle wiggling, any sort of noises, stretches, shifting, moving, this sort of stuff. Take your time, breathe generously. We'll meet up in a seated position for a brief closing, but doesn't need to be rushed. So for me, this simple idea in Hatha Yoga of can we get energy to flow more easily through our being? Like this same sentiment for me is one of the easiest ways to extend my yoga into the rest of my interactions. Like if I can view my interactions of like, how do I handle this in such a way that allows energy to flow, is a really useful frame for me. And in this way, you can sort of live a life of service to that which animates all things, you know. It's the easy analogy is that of the gardener, right? But we can be a gardener of more than just plants, you know. We can be a gardener of relationships, of various other things as well. So in so many ways, what this practice is just essentially a prayer to let energy flow, you know. And if we do it in our bodies and in our beings, that kind of affects everything else, yeah. And that's why we say in this simple blessing, you know, may this practice come to benefit all beings. It's through that mechanism. Thank you all so much for your presence, your practice, your attention here. The light of awareness in me sees, knows, honors that same light of awareness in each of you. Thank you all so much. Namaste.